You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church, Breakout Family. I want to welcome all of you members and those of you that are visiting Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I are so delighted that you're joining us here on BPN Radio this morning. And we just want to say welcome, Breakout Radio Church family. And Gene and I want to welcome you to our Mother's Day service. And just so delighted. Gene, why don't you come? And we want to welcome all of our church members and those that are visiting Breakout Radio Church today. And I just want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day. You're a wonderful mother and grandmother, and so many young ladies and even older ladies, too, look up to Gene Gentry, whom I have called for a long time Mrs. America, and people across America and around the world. You're loved by countless women. And I just want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day, Jean.
Thank you.
And we're thankful to have people in church today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we just
this
want
Mother's
to,
Day.
Yeah, we just want to bless all of our mothers and say how much we love you and thank you for being out there today. And we, of course, are leading a translocal church. People that are joining our church from across America and around the world that don't have a church or a pastor. And we know that according to statistics, millions of Christians in America, as well as other nations of the world, are no longer attending church, don't have a church or a pastor for some reason or another circumstance. But I'm thankful that we can use whatever experience that we have had over the past 50 years to be able to lead this radio church. And we want to pray today. We're going to greet together for the church service, and we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint Breakout Radio Church today. And also, we want to pray for churches all across America. We love the local church. We've been ministering in local churches for 50 years, and we want to bless all the local churches today and the pastors that are ministering, and we just pray that lives will be changed and mothers will be honored.
Yes.
And people will be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we are so very, very thankful and grateful today. Very, very thankful today for all of those that are attending Breakout Radio Church. We just speak a blessing to them and are those that may be listening to a rebroadcast of the service later today on BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio. We just speak a blessing upon this service today and the services across America. And we are so very, very grateful that we have the privilege to honor all of these mothers today. Gene and I set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose be done today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to have some worship today, and then we're just going to move right into the message that the Holy Spirit has placed upon my heart. And I'm so very, very grateful for this privilege to be a part of, to lead this Breakout Radio Church. I do want to say my vision is to lead a radio church comprised of members who don't have a pastor or church, including pastors. We have a lot of pastors who are members and ministers who are members of Breakout Radio Church, pastors and prophets and revivalists. And we want to include that army of young people who are coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation, a church that prays around the clock, a house of prayer for all nations. And today we want to include those pastors and ministers who are members of Breakout Radio Church. We want to bless them, Pastor Art Evans in San Diego, California, Pastor Dave Rogers in Kerrville, Texas, Pastor Jim Jameson, Guymon, Oklahoma, Pastor Gloria Garner, Branson, Missouri, Evangelist Craig Sloan from Dallas, Georgia, Evangelist Gerald Davis from Houston, Texas, Missionary Barry Smith. West Columbia, Texas, Missionary Glenn Howard in Edmond, Oklahoma, Evangelist Roy Ivins from Lubbock, Texas, Evangelist Eugene Bullard from Archer City, Texas, and we want to bless the elders of our church, Gene Massey and Joe Raglan. And as we pray today, we want to pray for Bonnie and Anita, both who need healing of cancer. We need to pray for one of our church members, Lemuel, who is requesting prayer for a book deal that is in motion. We want to continue to pray for Matthew and Tammy, who need a financial miracle this week. And I'm holding the names of members of Breakout Radio Church. I've been praying for those of you, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. So, Holy Spirit, just come and minister to every need today. Lord, I pray for those who need healing. I pray for those who are ministering today. I just pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to remind you that you can go to our website, breakoutradiochurch.com, and listen there, and also visit our meeting room where we have those who are a part of our leadership, and they'd be willing to pray with you or answer any questions you may have concerning Breakout Radio Church. But right now, we're just going to worship him, and just going to call on my friend Michael W. Smith. We're just going to worship him before our minister today.
Singing Majesty, Majesty, the grace has found me just as I am, empty hand above love. We're singing
Majesty.
We're singing
Majesty.
Forever.
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your Majesty.
We're singing.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We honor you today. We magnify you, glorify your name today. Would you worship him with me today? Father, we love you today. We honor you. We magnify you and glorify your name today. Hallelujah. You're such a good God. You're such an awesome God. Your majesty, your majesty. Would you worship him with me today? Hallelujah. On this Mother's Day, Lord, we bless your name and honor your name. Jesus, may you be high and lifted up. May you be high and lifted up here at Breakout Radio Church today. Hallelujah. We love you today. We honor you today. We glorify your name today. Come magnify the Lord with me, church. Let us exalt his name together. How we love you, Lord. How we bless your name and honor your name and glorify your name today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we pray today. We pray today for those who are attending Breakout Radio Church today who may not be a Christian. Maybe they have never accepted you, Lord Jesus, into their heart. I pray for them today. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I just want to, before I minister today, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord here on this Mother's Day. Would you just say this prayer after me? Those of you that don't know the Lord, maybe you're a backslider, maybe you're far away from God. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray the Holy Spirit will direct you and your family to a church where the pastor watches for your soul. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, I'll tell you how to do that in just a few minutes. Wow. Wow. I want to minister today from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31. If you would turn your Bibles there to Proverbs, chapter number 31. Boy, I love the book of Proverbs, and I love Proverbs 31. And I want to read from Proverbs 31, but I want to read from the Message Bible, the Message Bible. And, boy, I love my Bible. I really love my Bible. I'm connected. I'm bonded to my Bible today. So, but I want to read from the Message Bible. It says, a good woman is hard to find and worth far more than diamonds. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful. She treats him generously all her life long. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons and enjoys knitting and sewing. She's like a trading ship that sails to faraway places and brings back exotic surprises. She's up before dawn preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. She looks over a field and buys it. Then with the money she puts aside, plants a garden. First thing in the morning, she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeves, eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts at home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She's quick to assist anyone in need, reaches out to help the poor. She doesn't worry about her family when it snows. Their winter clothes are all mended, ready to wear. She makes her own clothing and dresses in colorful linens and silks. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweaters she knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Charm can mislead, and beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her life with praises here on this Mother's Day. So, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers attending Breakout Radio Church. And, you know, the modern day, the modern holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated. I'm going to put a cough drop in my mouth here to assist me. Thank you very much. The modern holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. St. Andrew's Methodist Church now holds the International Mother's Day Shrine. Her campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States began in 1905, the year her mother, Ann Reeves Jarvis, died. Ann Jarvis had been a peace activist who cared for wounded soldiers on both sides of the American Civil War and created Mother's Day work clubs to address public health issues. Anna Jarvis wanted to honor her mother by continuing the work she started and to set aside a day to honor all mothers because she believed they were the person who had done more for you than anyone in the world. In 1908, the U.S. Congress rejected a proposal to make Mother's Day an official holiday, joking that they would also have to proclaim a Mother-in-Law's Day. However, owing to the efforts of Anna Jarvis, by 1911, all U.S. states observed the holiday, with some of them officially recognizing Mother's Day as a local holiday, the first being West Virginia, Jarvis' home state. In 1910, but then in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designating Mother's Day, held on the second Sunday in May, as a national holiday to honor mothers. So, today is Mother's Day. Mother's Day actually didn't begin in 1914, by the way. But Mother's Day actually began long ago, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, "Then the man Adam named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all lived." So, Father God, we know today that your plan would never have been fulfilled without a mother in the house. And today we're honoring, of course, all mothers. And we bless all of you mothers today who are members of Breakout Radio Church and those of you who may be visiting Breakout Radio Church. We honor you today. So I want today to give honor to whom honor is due. I want to honor my biological mother, Delia Gentry, who is in heaven today. And even though she has been gone for quite a few years, I'm very thankful for my mother who loved me, cared for me, taught me the ways of the Lord. She was there for me each and every afternoon when I came home from school. We walked home from school in those days, and I was always delighted that she was there to greet me as I entered our home, that little remodeled army barrack in Comanche, Oklahoma, giving me a hug and a kiss and asking me how my day went. And so I'm thankful for my mother who was there. She never worked outside of the home. I'm not casting aspersions on those who may do that. But my mother chose not to work outside the home, but to train my sister and I. And so she taught me the Word of God. She prayed for me. And since my father worked long hours, she also became the primary disciplinarian in our home. And she did not shy away from this responsibility. She was a strong disciplinarian. And many times growing up, I was sent out to the front yard when I was disobedient or talked back to her. She would promptly send me to the front yard where there was a bunch of willow trees. And she would say to me, "Del Wayne, go out there and get a switch and bring it back." So I would go out there and I would pick my weapon of choice. And mothers today, of course, would be charged with probably with child abuse. But in those days, it was a normal thing for a child to go out and pick a switch. And so I would go out in the front yard of our home. I would pick out a switch and bring it to my mom. She would trim the leaves off and tell me to bend over, and there she would give me a licking, a switching, I called it back in those days, on my legs, and correcting me and telling me that I was never to talk back to her. And so I give honor today for my mother, who disciplined me effectively and did not overcorrect me, but she didn't break my spirit, but she broke my will. And I'm thankful for that. I also want to give honor to my spiritual mother, Velma Hankins, who is also in heaven today. And after several years after my biological mother went to heaven, Velma Hankins came into my life. B.B. Hankins became my spiritual father in 1990. His wife, Velma Hankins, became my spiritual mother. And she loved me, prayed for me. And a spiritual mother is one that... even if your mother is alive, you can have a spiritual mother. And she's one that speaks into your life on a spiritual basis as well, loves you, and encourages you. So after my mother died, Velma Hankins embraced me as her spiritual son, bringing great comfort to me and filling that void that was left by the death of my mom several years prior to that. So I honor both my biological mom today, and I also honor my spiritual mom today, and I miss both of them. Also want to give honor to the mother of my children, who became a mother when she was only 17 years old, my wife, Chloe Jean Gentry. And so glad to have her in the service today and have her partnering here with me at Leading Breakout Radio Church. And even as a teenager, when she had our first child, our son Rick, she was committed on raising and training her children. And again, like my own mom, she chose not to work outside the home, but to give her full attention to her husband and her children, choosing to live on one income rather than give up the privileges of being home for children. And of course, again, we're not casting aspersions on any mother who works or chooses to work, but I'm thankful for a mother and a wife who did make that choice to be at home, a homemaker. So I want to honor the mother of my children, my grandchildren, Chloe Jean Gentry. Love you. Love you, Jean. And I also want to honor today the mother of my the mothers of my grandchildren, my daughter Darla Gentry, my daughter-in-law Ruth Gentry. And Darla and Ruth have trained their children in the ways of the Lord, and I'm so blessed and so thankful. Today, Gene and I are blessed and thankful to have six grandchildren that love Jesus. So I bless them. Also want to honor today here at Breakout Radio Church, you other mothers who have sacrificed to train up your children in the ways of the Lord. I bless you, and I pray the Lord will reward you for your efforts, even though it may seem at times that you're not making a lot of progress. But you just keep training them in the way they should go. One translation says, in the way they must go. And the Bible says that when they get older, they will not depart and will not stray away from the words that you have spoken to them. So I encourage you today, you moms, to be of good courage. And I bless you, and may you have a wonderful day. And this morning, I want to say a prayer for those of you that may not have your mother with you today. Your mother may be in heaven, or you may be separated many miles from your mom today because of circumstances beyond your control. I pray the Holy Spirit will comfort those of you that don't have their mother with them, and as other people celebrate having their mothers with them, there's a void in many of your lives today because your mom is no longer with you. So I'm praying for those of you who have lost your mom in death, or maybe you just can't be with them because of a job, because of distance. I don't know what it may be, but I pray for those of you today that do not have your mom with you. And I want to remind you that there's another day coming when once again, because of the hope that makes not ashamed, where once again you'll be able to see your mom. I pray for those of you today in that situation. Also pray for those of you today who may be estranged from your mom because of misunderstandings, because of unforgiveness, or maybe you were abandoned at a young age, possibly leaving you with your grandparents, uncles, and aunts, or maybe placing you in a foster home. I pray that if possible, you'll contact your mom and let them know, even though you're estranged from them today because of situations, I just pray, Lord, that you will walk in love and forgiveness, and that you will let your mom know that you love her and you appreciate her. I pray for those of you today that don't have your mom today, but you have a spiritual mom, and I pray that you will give your spiritual mom some honor today. And those of you that don't have a mom, I just pray that you will be able to have a spiritual mother in your life, someone who acknowledges that they are your mom, that reaches out and loves you, and you can contact when needed, someone you can reach out to, and don't hesitate to make that request. If you just say to a person, "Would you be my spiritual mom?" And I just believe that, or maybe you're my spiritual grandmother. So I just pray today for those of you that have that emptiness. And I just want to pray today for those of you that continually are living in a state of regret as a result of things that you said or didn't say to your mom when she was alive, things that you could have done, you could have said. And each Mother's Day, you face each Mother's Day with sadness, because it's only a reminder of what could have been, might have been, should have been. You could have had better days with her, or you should have expressed more appreciation, or maybe you're full of guilt or condemnation because you said some things to your mom that you shouldn't have said. And sometimes you may go to the cemetery and weep because of what you because of the guilt and condemnation, and you're continually asking your mom to forgive you. I pray for you today. I pray for those of you that are living with regrets of things that you said or done or should have said or shouldn't have done. But I just want to encourage you today to remember that even though your mom is gone to her eternal reward, there is no need of continually asking her to forgive you. I'm sure that she has forgiven you, and you don't have to continue to ask God to forgive you. You've already asked forgiveness for that. You don't need to continue to repeat that forgiveness prayer because he has forgiven you. And I'm just asking you today that to forgive yourself. That I believe that's where the major problem lies. Some of you are so full of guilt and condemnation concerning your mom that has gone on. I just pray today on this Mother's Day that you will just take this opportunity, that you will take this opportunity to forgive yourself and just say, Lord, I forgive myself. And I will not carry this this any longer, because you must realize that you're going to have another opportunity. If your mom went to heaven, you're going to have another opportunity to tell her that you love her and care for her, and walk out that plan that God had for you and your mom, because you must understand that heaven, there's not going to be any end there. And so it's all going to be a happy ending in days to come if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And I pray today that for each of you mothers, I pray that you will be a mother to your daughter and your son. I just encourage you not to be your daughter's pal or just a friend to your son. Your mother, you mothers, you must understand that your son or your daughter, they need a mother. They don't need a sister or a pal. I know that you can be a friend to them, but a mother is one who loves their sons and daughters, who prays with them, trains them, corrects them, sets boundaries for them, helps them choose their friends carefully, gives them quality time, accepts the responsibilities while knowing that it's not your responsibility to make them happy. So many mothers are so intent and intense about making their children happy. Now you need to train them in the ways of the Lord. And I pray that today a blessing upon your you moms. I pray that your children will know that that you love their dad. You know, it's so important for you moms for your children to know that you love their dad. In order for them to live a peaceful life and dwell in a peaceful home, they need to know there is love there, which is exemplified by the way a mother responds to the father of their children with love, honor, and respect. And in their words and in their deeds, your children know that you love their father very, very much. And when you speak about their dad, it needs to be in glowing terms. You must never, never, ever be critical of their dad or speak condescending words about him in front of your children. Your children need to know that you love their father, that you will always love him, and you, unless there's adultery or verbal abuse, you never speak of divorce in your home. So I pray for you today. I declare today that you as a mother is given the responsibility to watch over your household. As a mother, you are a protector of your children. You must never allow physical, verbal, or sexual abuse to continue in your home. I just encourage you to always seek help. And if the father of your children persists in their behavior, you as a mother must leave that environment. You must leave that home, whatever the consequences, to protect your children, because God has placed you as a protector of your children. And God has placed in the heart of every female to be a protector and in that home, and to be an example. You know, there's examples all around you. I mean, you just take a she-bear and you try to attack one of her cubs, she's going to come after you, and she will risk her life to protect her she-bears. A mother wasp or a mother bird or any other animal, female animal, will do the same. Each of these will sacrifice their very lives to protect the little ones. And a mother must do the same, not protecting them from a father's correction, but extreme and unnatural abuses. Yes, this also includes you mothers who are allowing a live-in boyfriend putting your sons and daughters at risk of physical or sexual abuse? Get that man out of your house if he doesn't want to marry you and take full responsibility for your children as a father to them. And so a mother, of course, I pray for you today because a mother is one who watches over their household, according to Proverbs 31 that I just read a few moments ago. I pray for you mothers that sometimes in future past, you made a decision to abort your child. On this Mother's Day, you experience and you are experiencing the grief of not having that child say Happy Mother's Day. I pray that you will accept forgiveness for that wrong choice. But know that even though the plan for their life was aborted, you must know that they are fulfilling that plan in heaven right now. And one day, you're going to be reunited with them and will participate in that place and that plan where there is no end. So I pray for you now. I pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit over those of you that have aborted your child and sometimes passed. And I break all spirits of guilt and condemnation and know that you are forgiven and that one day again, you're going to get to be with your child, your children, if you know the Lord Jesus, and be able to walk with them and spend eternity with them. Oh, happy day. I'm also praying for those of you mothers today that desire to have children, but you've not been able to get pregnant. God, a long time ago, gave Gene Gentry a special gift to pray for women that are not able to have children. And barren women that so desire. And somebody says, it's the will of God for me to have children. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms that he makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. So is it the will of God for every woman to have children? And my response is yes and amen. And if for some reason that you're not able to have children, we just pray for you that you will not be barren any longer. And we just pray that you'll be pregnant with children, and those children will grow up to impact generations to come. So I just pray for you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray for you women that have chosen not to bear children due to a health situation or other circumstances. I pray that you will consider, if you're not able to have children, I pray that God will perform a miracle. But if you've chosen not to go that direction, I pray that you will consider adoption, providing foster care, or maybe even being a spiritual mother to others that don't have a mother. Make yourself available, being a spiritual mother without any presumption. And I think you have to be careful to say, well, I'm your spiritual mother. Because you want to make sure you don't put undue pressure on some individual that may not bear witness to that request or that statement. So I pray for you mothers today on this Mother's Day, and I pray today for you mothers who have given your children out for adoption, maybe at birth, maybe at some time because of circumstances, maybe because of a choice that you shouldn't have made, but you did make. And I pray for you right now. I pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be upon you. And I pray that if you do one day locate that child, that you will be respectful and honorable toward the couple that has raised your child on your behalf. I pray for you today. I pray for you mothers who are pregnant and considering an abortion. I pray that you will know that the little baby on the inside of you is not just a fetus or an embryo, but a little one that God has a special plan for, that you will reverse your decision to have an abortion and give that child inside your womb the privilege to be born, to grow up, and fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for their life. And like David of old, they can serve their generation. So I pray today that you will reconsider the decision to have an abortion, and know that there are people that are reaching out to help you to carry out this this pregnancy and have this child. I pray for you right now. I pray for you mothers who are raising and training your children without a father in the home. Statistics tell us that over 40% of children in America today live in a home without a father. The liberal media is now declaring that this is the new norm in America. But I declare today that this is not the new norm. Every child needs a father in the home. I'm not talking about a live-in boyfriend, even though the liberal media reports that that's fine. But they need a child that is committed to their mother, loves their mother, cares for their mother, honors their mother, respects their mother, and is willing to support the family. And so I pray for you moms that are carrying this responsibility on your own, making a living and training them as a result of fathers who have abandoned their children, who have not taken responsibility. I pray for you. I pray a special grace upon you today in Jesus' name, knowing the most important assignment in this land. I'm going to repeat again, the most important assignment in this land is to be a mother. So I pray for you today. I pray for women who feel their career is more important than having a child. Maybe a spirit of selfishness in this world that says, I don't want to have children. I don't want that responsibility. I don't want to make that commitment. I don't want to make a sacrifice. I would have to give up too many of my rights to do so. I'm not being critical of you. I'm not being judgmental toward you. But I believe the major purpose in life for women is to be a mother. And there are so many women that are putting their careers over being a mother. And I just I pray for you today that you will reconsider this decision that you've made and become a mom if you have the privilege and opportunity to, and reproduce yourself so that your children can be a force in the earth. I want to pray for you women who are considering having a child out of wedlock, and if you're having sex with someone before marriage, that's exactly what you're doing. You're putting yourself at risk and the risk of raising that child on your own without a father in the home. I pray for you women having sex before marriage, which is fornication, according to the Word of God. This is a disobedient act in the sight of God. I pray for young women who desire to be a mother one day that you will keep your body clean and that you will not allow any young man to violate you, that you will keep yourself pure for your husband, for your wedding. And being a virgin, I want to say, is still not out of style, even though I know that word is being mocked by a liberal society. Just don't put yourself in that position. So again, I want to say a good woman is hard to find. Her worth is far more than diamonds, according to Solomon. And I just want you to give her, according to the Bible. The Bible says many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Charm can mislead and beauty soon fades, but the woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her life with praises. And because she's a woman that keeps an eye on everyone in her household. And the Bible says that her children are to respect her. I want to say to you dads, never let your children disrespect their mom. That needs to be a priority, that your children will never disrespect their mother. So I'm going to ask Gene Gentry to come back, and we're going to agree in prayer today for all of the moms that that are out there today with us at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene, would you just like to say a prayer today?
Lord, I just pray for all the mothers today. I ask that you will bless them and that they will be honored today. I pray that they will raise up godly children and grandchildren. I'd like to say that I'm very thankful for my two children and my six grandchildren, and my heart's desire is that they do the will of God, and I want to set a pattern for them to follow. I believe as mothers we can do that. Most of the time our children and grandchildren don't really want counsel, but they need encouragement. So pray that you'll encourage your children and grandchildren and set a pattern for them to follow for generations to come. And I pray for those who haven't been able to have children. You know, I believe it's God's will that we have children. If that is your heart's desire, the Lord wants to give us the desires of our heart. So if you desire to have a child, I just pray that you'll be able to conceive. I just pray against any thing that would block that conception, and ask that you'll be able to conceive and bring forth a child. And I pray for those that may not be able to be with their children today, those mothers that are alone, feel alone and without being with their family today. I pray for the loneliness and maybe the disappointment that they have in their heart today. I pray that you will bless them and comfort them today. And I just pray for all the mothers today. I just speak blessings over them today. And I'm just thankful for mothers and thankful for you today.
Thank you very much, Jean. I love you very much. And thank you for being the mother of my children and the grandmother of my grandchildren. It's a good life, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a good life. There's nothing like...
We're blessed.
There's nothing like having a mother in the home. A mother who keeps watch over her household, and mothers who most of the time are peacemakers. Blessed, blessed is the peacemaker. The Bible didn't say blessed is the peacekeeper, but blessed is the peacemaker. And
that's true.
I honor you today because I know that you're such a strength to our entire family as the matriarch of the Gentry family. I bless you today, and may you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out in a little while and have a Mother's Day meal. And
we are.
And
with our children and grandchildren.
Children and grandchildren. It'll be a great day. And so
yes.
I love you. And I just, I concur. I just speak a blessing upon you and all of the members of Breakout Radio Church today.
Yes.
And those that may be visiting. We're very, very thankful. And we're very grateful as we... we receive our tithes and offerings. We're so very, very grateful for those who are members and share their tithes and offerings, because Breakout Radio Church is sponsored by the tithes and offerings, the gifts of those that are members of this church, and we're very, very grateful. I do want to say
yes.
that we're grateful for Allison Kieber for producing our live program today.
Yes, Ian
and Allison.
She is a blessing.
Yeah, they
Ian and
are.
Allison are both a blessing.
Ian and Allison Kieber are a blessing.
Yes.
And you that are members of our church are a blessing. Hey, we do want to welcome, if I can pull the names up here before we receive the tithes and offerings, we have some new members at Breakout Radio Church. And I just want to welcome these new members. Sharon from Rock Springs, Georgia. And Glenda from Midwest City, Oklahoma. Susie from Bryan, Texas. Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada. Ginger from Comanche, Texas. Carla from Fort Worth, Texas. Connie from Barnett, Vermont. James from Abilene, Texas. Nora from Garden Grove, California. Colby from Carlsbad, New Mexico. And Kim from Middlesboro, Kentucky. And... we're going to share in just a few moments the way that people can become a member. But right now, we want to give an opportunity for those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today to give. And we want to let you know that you can give by PayPal, credit card, or debit card. All you have to do is go to... whatever site you're on. If you're on BreakoutRadioChurch.com, there's a place to donate. And or if you're on BPN Radio, listening by BPN Radio, just go down to the bottom of the page. There's a place that you can donate using your credit card, debit card, or PayPal. If you are making a check out, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That's Breakout Ministries. And Father, we just speak a blessing on those that are giving today. We ask that you bless them and multiply the seed that they're sowing. We're so very, very thankful for our church members that are contributing to Breakout Radio Church. We're a translocal church, not a local church. We believe in the local church, and we've been ministering local churches for 50 years, but we're a translocal church made up of members that don't have a church or pastor across America and around the world. We have we now have members in 25 states and nations.
Yes.
That are part of Breakout Radio Church. We desire to be a good pastor, good shepherd, and we do have a new church phone number as people prepare their tithes and offerings. And we have a new number that you can call me. I'm only a phone call away, and the number to call is 512-924-3182, 512-924-3182. And you can get all that information at breakoutradiochurch.com. So, Father, we bless the people that are giving today. We bless them abundantly. We bless them bountifully. We ask that you bless them.
Yes.
And we know, Lord, that your word says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And Jean and I have made that a practice for over 50 years of giving our tithes and offerings. And we know that the one that sows generously is going to reap generously. And the one that sows bountifully is going to reap bountifully. And so we just bless those that are giving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So God bless you.
Yes, we appreciate your faithfulness very much.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We bless you in Jesus' name. And those of you that you don't have a church or a pastor, I'd like to give you an opportunity to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And all you have to do to become a member, if you don't have a church or a pastor, is to go to bpnradio.com. And there is a link, a membership link, that you can click on the membership link and fill out the information, and we will respond to you. Also, if you're at breakoutradiochurch.com, then you can click the link, fill out the membership card there on breakoutradiochurch.com. And I just want to let you know that Breakout Radio Church is participating not only in just broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I want to let you know that we're supporting ministries in different places of the world, in India, and in Vietnam. We have outreach there. We have helped plant 12 churches in Africa. We're helping feed 800 children a day in Lilongwe, Malawi, Africa. We are supporting Christian schools in Zambia, in Malawi, Africa. And we have helped support a children's home in Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa, as well as other nations of the world. So we know that you got to know that when you see the globe here, that we have in our studios, you got to know that we are a house of prayer for all nations, and that we are reaching out, of course, to the nations of the world. And we want to pray right now for the nations of the world in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for those that may not be celebrating Mother's Day, who are listening, who are part of Breakout Radio Church and other nations of the world. They may not be celebrating Mother's Day, but they are serving you in different nations of the world. And we bless you right now in Jesus' name. And, you know, I love to hold the names of our members in my hand, and I pray over you most every day. I'm calling your name in prayer, and I just want to bless some of you. I don't have time to bless all of you, but I do bless all of you. I don't have time to call everybody's name, but I bless you, Kip, in Bloomington, Indiana, and you, Lemuel, in Temecula, California, and you, Melinda, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you, and you, Pauline, in Las Vegas, Nevada, you, Sharon, in Marlow, Oklahoma, and I bless you, Shelley, in Sugarland, Texas, and I bless you, David and Anita, in Kerrville, Texas. I bless you, David, in Fleming Island, Florida. I bless you, Kathleen, in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I bless you, Charles, in Madison, Alabama. I bless you, Ken and Sue, in Gig Harbor, Washington. I bless you, Penny, in Austin, Texas. And I bless you, Connie, there in Barnett, Vermont. I bless you, James, in Abilene, Texas. And Dr. Carolyn, I bless you in Sparks, Nevada. Wow. Just bless all of our members today. Boy, so thankful to have you in my life. Dominic, I bless your transition to San Antonio, Texas. I bless you, Pastor Devin Shime, there in Andhra Pradesh, India. So thankful you're part of the church. And bless you, George, in Palm Bay, Florida. I bless you. Wow, I just bless all of you in Jesus' name. I bless you, Carlos, down there in Jaco, Costa Rica. I bless all of you. I just bless you. May the Lord's blessing be upon you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. And again, I bless all of you pastors and all of you churches today. Well, it's been a great day. It's been a great day. Go out and have a great day with your mom. Make a phone call. Send a text. Thanks for being in church today. God bless you and have a wonderful day.